بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن القوي خير واحب الى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير. احرص على ما ينفعك، واستعن بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا وكذا، ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل، فإن لو تحتفته عمل الشيطان. رواه مسلم. Continuing with this hadith which we began the discussion yesterday, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a believer with strong iman is better and more beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a believer with weak iman. However, there is good in both of them. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk," be desirous of that which is of benefit to you. As we mentioned, that if one is embarking on something, or we have choices in front of us, whether deen or dunya, opt for that which is of benefit, instead of engaging, like majority of us do, in things which have absolutely no benefit whatsoever. Our time, our life is an amanat. It is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is important that we utilize it correctly. A Muslim is not one who just randomly does things. But we learn from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have discipline and to consciously guard our time and to consciously bring in front of us, exercise our minds academically, work out what is of benefit and engage in that. And once we have embarked on something, thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wasta'in billah." You have decided to do a particular task, now seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be totally, completely reliant upon yourself. Because we have to understand that without Allah's help, whatever objective we have in front of us, it is impossible for us to acquire or to achieve that objective. Every rakat of every salah, what are we saying? Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, only you we worship. And Ya Allah, only you we seek help from. So in everything, we have to seek Allah's help. Otherwise what happens? The person thinks, I am doing. We are not doing. This world, Allah has made it a place of cause and effect, where we utilize the sabab and the means. But musabbibul asbab, the one who brings the result into existence, is only Allah. So we have to have this conviction in our heart. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-mu'minul qawi, a strong mu'min, someone who is reliant on Allah, who has trust in Allah. Once you have adopted a particular course of action, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned in the hadith, لِيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ حَتَّى يَسْأَلُهُ الْمِلْحِ وَحَتَّى يَسْأَلُهُ شِسْعَنَا لِهِ ذَنْ قَطَعَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask Allah for whatever need you have. Even if you need salt, ask from Allah. Even if the lace of your shoe has broke, ask from Allah. So this is something that's very, very important. When we are doing something, always seek the help of Allah. وَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ. And thereafter Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And don't give up. Don't be distracted. A lot of us, you'll observe, this has become our habit. We start something, then we notice something else. So what happens? We leave this and get involved in something else. Then a little while later, you notice something else. Leave this one unfinished, start something else. So the person will do 10 things deficiently rather than doing one thing correctly. Allah's Rasulullah is teaching us the way to be good human beings and what is of benefit to us. Once you have embarked on something, see it through to its conclusion. Don't give up halfway or leave it or get distracted or start something else. One sahabi, his name was Utban bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned in the riwayat, da'a Utban bin Malik al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala uridu an ta'ati لتصلي في بيتي لأتخذ من المكان الذي صليت فيه مصلاً لي. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I request you to come to my house to make two rakat salah on a particular spot Why? Because it is my desire that on that spot which you will make 2 rakat salah, I will make that a small musalla, a prayer place in my house. Like a lot of us up till nowadays we have what we call a namaz room, or a place in our house which is designated. We have a Quran Sharif there, we have a musalla there, and we normally make our ibadat. Our women folk are encouraged in the month of Ramadan, that same spot, to make i'tikaf in that particular spot, that area that we have designated. So this sahabi had designated one area in his house, and he wanted for barakah, for blessings, that Rasulullah should come and make salah in that spot. Thereafter, he will also make that the place of his ibadat in his house. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a group of sahaba entered the house of Utban bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Obviously, this was not an ordinary guest, so they had prepared some food also. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the house, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, my family has prepared some food. We want you and your companions to partake of meals." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Let me fulfill the task and object for which I was invited here first." Very important lesson we learn. Don't get distracted, don't get sidetracked. What you came for, do that first. Take it to its conclusion, then look at something else. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated. He read the 2 rakat salah in that spot, thereafter he partook of the meals. So what we have started upon, see through before getting involved in something else. And thereafter, as some, very often in this world it happens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu thereafter says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ, you decided to do something, you realize it is of benefit to you, you sought the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you utilized whatever was at your means, but then what happened? Some calamity befell you. You were not able to fulfill that task, some problem happened, some obstacle came in the way, as very often happens. At that juncture, realize and accept what? Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. That the one who is overpowering over everything is Allah. I decided to do something, I was not able to do it. Eventually, why? Because Allah had decided that that thing must not come into existence. In the end of the day, all of us are under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't let it be, وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. When the thing which you embarked upon didn't work out at that time, don't say that if I had done it like this, then it would have been like that. Don't say if I had done it like this, then it would have been like that. Rather, what should you say? وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. But say that Allah has decreed this to happen like this, and Allah does as He wants to do. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْقِ الْعَزَائِنِ عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْقِ الْعَزَائِنِ. He said, every time my plans didn't materialize, I decided to do something, I utilized 100% effort, it was supposed to happen, but it didn't happen. That is when I realized there is an Allah. That is when I realized there is an Allah. I recognize my Rabb when my own plans broke and they did not come into existence. On a daily basis this happens. Things don't always happen the way we want it to happen. Some calamity will come, some problem will come. At that time have iman, have yaqeen, have tawakkul, have trust and have radha bil qada. Be happy with what Allah has decided. Say this, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Allah has decided and Allah does as He wants to do. When did Allah decide? When did Allah decide? We learn in the hadith that 50,000 years before the heavens and earth were created, Allah has already decided what is going to happen. So accept the decision of Allah. Don't say that if I had done this like this, then it would have been like that. Because why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow.